Recorded live from Stockton, California, this is Jamming with the Best.
Best.
Not the worst.
This is Jamming with the Best.
Who's that voice? I don't know that guy.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
Hi, guys. We got the band back together.
The band is full swing.
The original three.
This is the OG three for sure.
And it's been a while
for it you.
Has. Yeah, it has been.
I've only done like three or four.
Yep, probably.
A lot of things
Aaron's
going on.
Aaron's done like 36.
He's done a shit ton.
Yep, and two Talking Around Things podcasts.
That's the Mushroom podcast.
I mean,
they're round.
They are round.
I can't wait to Some be parts, on Talking right? Around.
They are round.
I can't wait.
That is the, if you like when we get to be a shit show, that is a bigger shit show.
Yeah.
Talking Around Things?
Yep.
At least so far.
So right? far. We've only had two episodes.
I think you and Greg would hold together just fine.
Yeah.
It's the wild cards that are thrown in so far.
Yeah. So far we've had Guidi and Jake.
Yeah. Yeah. Guidi's the landlord.
Yep.
For everybody out there. The landlord.
Son of a landlord.
Son of a landlord.
Son of a landlord.
And he has interest. He has interest. And we're here because he's cool. And
and he likes to drink with us.
A giant part of it.
So I don't know how much you've talked about the move. It's been a long time.
Not a ton.
Well, we've talked about it.
That's kind of why we stopped. I mean, there's a lot. There's COVID. There's all kinds of why we haven't been together. I had a kid.
Yeah.
We've moved. The COVID happened.
We've grown.
Shit's crazy. It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah.
We went from four people to 10.
10.
We're 10 now.
OTB. Absolutely crushing it. I wish we had an announcement. Yeah, we could just, you know, blow everybody up right away.
We will have some announcements soon enough.
Yeah.
Soon enough. And what you can look forward to is we're probably going to be doing this at least weekly, I hope, because...
I'm in.
It would be nice, yeah.
I'm here every day anyways.
I have to retrain my wife to allow me to have Tuesday after. But
all right.
We do.
Is it going to be Tuesdays again?
I think Tuesdays is the day.
Why is Tuesdays always like
Well,
because
you
day?
Can recap the last week, what's going on, and then you kind of move
Mondays
on.
Mondays is a shit show for us normally.
Yeah.
Yep, sure is.
We don't feel it as much on our side.
No.
But we're just listing discs every day is kind of wild.
Same, yeah.
But yeah, Mondays for the shipping and for the pulling and packing departments.
Yes, pulling and packing.
It's crazy.
What a dirty fucking operation you have here.
It's not clean.
No, Mark,
actually,
it's pretty
clean in here.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It can be dirty at times.
Yeah,
it's a warehouse.
You got a bunch of dirty fucking boys in here.
This is true.
Yeah, and that stay late and...
And drink a lot.
Barbecue on Sundays.
Yeah, is that
barbecue, man?
Yeah, that's okay. Funny. That's great.
So my dad called me because I guess
it's a beautiful barbecue.
My dad got it for me as a housewarming gift,
and
I had no idea.
We got it and had Danny's name on it, and we had been talking about a barbecue for hell long, and everyone just kind of assumed Danny bought it for the shop.
Fucking cool! I saw it over there. I'm like, oh, what a great idea!
And I remember seeing it. I didn't look at the label, and I'm like, oh, Greg was talking about getting a barbecue. He got one.
There's a miscommunication everywhere.
Oh, that's great. Well, because you have to understand when you come in here. They're like fucking zombies now. I mean, everybody's working. Lately, it's been quiet like a fucking library. But then they're
it gets loud.
They finally, afternoon.
Depends what we're sometimes. Arguing about.
There's a lot
That's
of arguing.
When Aaron gets here, it gets
Me
loud.
Me and Jer argue every morning.
Because Aaron likes to walk in the door and throw something controversial out and talk shit.
No, he usually gets hit with it.
All the time.
Fair enough. I'm just my observation from the nook.
I get thrown.
Aaron's the loudest.
I'm the loudest, and I will argue every time.
Yes, yes. Even if you don't agree, you'll argue the opposite.
That's not true. I'm not that guy.
I'll play devil's advocate 100%.
Yeah, you will argue for both sides.
I'm vehemently arguing it, I believe it, but I'll definitely stir the pot.
Yeah, there's a lot of stirring.
I will stir the pot. I do that with Alex more than anybody.
That's easy.
Alex is quiet.
Yeah, and he also says like the really, really most wrong thing a lot.
Well, then that's not even stirring the pot. That's just arguing.
That's true, I guess. I don't know. I will say things to Lion I don't really believe. Just
isn't that cultural differences?
Not really.
I think it's an age
thing. It can
be.
That makes sense.
I always tell him he needs to learn how to argue. Because he's not very good at it.
You need to train him.
Nah, that's not my job.
Well,
that's what he's doing right now.
He's an influencer. You're going to influence him into arguing properly.
When he argues his points, he like just has a lot of fallacies in his arguments.
Mm.
So
I can't wait to be more present and hear some of this shit. Actually, I can't wait to hear it in those microphones.
Oh, yeah. Mike we the had fucking Lion
place.
On.
No, it's a Mike the fucking place.
Oh,
talk about it. I've been doing research. It's,
you know. I'm going to put you in charge of editing all that.
Yeah, I'm curious how best to do
I wouldn't mind doing
any
that.
Of that.
Yeah.
It's going to be just getting some condenser mics and kind of figuring out, because with the orchestra style or instrument style condenser mics, and somebody that's listening can tell me if I'm fucking wrong, or Stanley can tell me if I'm wrong, but when I talk to Patricia, just hang them in the various areas, in the zones. They'll pick up. You can listen and pick up, and then you're just going to record onto a hard drive, you know, onto a computer, so... And then there's going to be a lot to edit, but it's really, it's like surveillance.
Yeah, I think you're
going to know. Yeah, you're going to know stuff that you're going to want to take. Nobody's going to have to go through and listen to fucking everything.
No.
Because each day you
finding it is kind of hard at times, though.
Well, each day at the end of the day, you'd kind of do a boom, 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 what was good. And you're probably not going to, record all the time. You kind of know your times when you want to record when shit. You're not going to be able to catch spontaneous
immediate
stuff.
I think it has to be going all the time. Otherwise, we'll just forget or not pay attention.
Yeah.
It needs to be like a video security system where it records the last 2 weeks and then it just continually dumps.
Then upgrade our cameras with microphones?
Yes. Potentially. I wish that's what it was.
Yeah. Because cameras aren't cheap.
No, I thought they had.
I wonder if you could just plug something into each of them.
It's possible.
They're... And
it's an RJ question.
Yeah, we'll check them out. Man, the shit we got to talk about. We don't get to talk that much.
Nope.
Outside, we're getting together right now to talk, and then we're calling it Jamming with the Fucking Best. Because these are the best talks.
Jamming with the Fucking Best now. Change their name.
Yeah, Jamming with the Fucking Best. That's right. That's right. A lot of shit going on. You know, everybody's getting on their new teams and stuff.
Yeah, it's off season.
Yeah, oh, yeah, off season changes and moves and
I want everyone to just sign already. It's late.
I feel like it's late for people
not to announce already.
Maybe I thought it seems like a lot of the time they do it right at the beginning of the new year. I don't really remember last year's.
I don't either.
Timing on the announcements.
I feel like Paul signed in like November.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, on Paige, it seemed like you knew for a little bit going forward, and then they dropped the Fierce right away. Like they seem to know.
So I think we talked about this probably last year. At the same time when everybody was signing, but I look on my Facebooks, on my socials medias, and there's too many fucking teams that like don't matter.
How do you mean?
I don't know. There's just I see like little local teams.
I think that's good.
You think so?
I mean, shit. Yeah. That's how we started.
That's good. Right, it's how it gives
to that
more,
argument. Did we matter then? Do we even matter now?
Did we care?
It gives people a chance to get sponsored.
Well, it's being on a team where it's just like you're not really getting anything out of it.
I think the only announcements people care about are the big players and the big manufacturers.
Yes.
Like, no offense to people like us, I don't think they care if Paige is sponsored by us or.
Oh, they care.
I think they care to some degree.
Yeah, but like
they
an announcement.
They didn't care. They didn't care back.
If we signed, a Kevin Jones or something, and he's like, hey, I'm now with OTB. Like, I don't think it moves the needle at all.
I think it moves the needle.
Compared to manufacturers?
I don't think it.
Maybe 1% then. If he moved to like Innova, it would move the needle.
Yes,
you know,
agreed.
90%.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near the same.
I think you're in there though with the manufacturers, and there are, I think OTB can... is bigger than some of the smaller manufacturers.
I think we can provide a lot of value to someone like Kevin Jones, but I don't think people care.
I think
they'll maybe care throughout the year.
I think the people that like our brand care.
Yeah,
I think we've
correct.
Built a really good brand.
Yes.
Sure.
And I think that's where it matters. It's not like the large swath of disc golf that cares, but the people that shop online a lot care.
I agree.
And that's fair enough.
And collectors.
Again, it's just not moving the needle anywhere near.
No, not anywhere near.
Yeah.
But like
shopping online.
Collectors, I think, probably care too because they might get certain special runs now they wouldn't get before and things like that. So
we're pretty much blowing it away with the special runs and the
we're
art
trying
and
to
stuff.
Do more
it's
and
so
more
fun.
And more. Yeah, so it's tough right now. Manufacturers are are, you know, doing their own thing. They can't keep
up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, rightfully so, they're putting priority on their own stuff.
As you should.
Yeah.
Good business.
You know, we're happy to buy their stock products too. So, yeah. So that works out just fine. But yeah, hoping to do a ton of different custom runs because it helps benefit the player too. Cutting fat checks to Paige, you know, like, yeah. Hey, we just sold X amount of, you know, souls. Like,
yeah.
A few G's.
Some of those released today too.
Fucking awesome.
Oh yeah. Soon.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Hanukkahs and Kwanzas and
everything across the board.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Hopefully everybody's stayed relatively sane. I know there's not a lot of people seeing their families this year. Yeah. And that sucks.
Yep. It does. But you can Zoom. Yeah. You can Zoom.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta work with what you're given there.
Yep. You can drive by and stand out in front of the house and say hi, throw water balloons at each other and freeze.
It's a little too cold. Dude, I don't know how people in other states are doing it, man.
No.
I feel so much colder this year than I have in like a long time.
Think about Wisconsin. That's what they do.
So we
they hunker down. They sign a new guy and they drink.
We signed a new guy, Joey Tamale, out of Minnesota. Yeah.
Minnesota.
Nice. And he told me the other day that he's been jogging every morning, and he goes, went out this morning and it was -2 degrees and never got above -2 degrees all day.
But when you're jogging.
That's so cold.
Danny knows he jogs. God. I don't run from anything.
I used to. I miss it. But I don't run now.
I miss swimming.
Yeah. It is cold. I was talking to Teresa about this last night. I think it was 43 cold. Or so, like maybe 50 was the high yesterday or something like that.
And it looked like it was dark all day too.
Yeah. That Thule fog comes in, socks in, and you're just freezing. You can't get warm.
Dude, last night I walked outside and I was like, is it raining? Like everything was wet.
It was 2 foot visibility.
You can hear water dropping on the ground. Yeah. And I'm just like, is it? But it wasn't raining. It was just like there was so much water on everything.
I tried to start a fire in the backyard and it was too wet. It just wouldn't fucking go.
Dude, some night golf would be crazy on that.
Well, you couldn't see shit.
No, it'd be fun though.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah,
put a fucking blindfold on it.
Throw a disc with a bunch of LED lights and you lose it after like 3 feet.
3 feet, yeah. Then you gotta go find
him in and then just go walking around.
I will probably lose this that night, but you know what? That's okay.
You're gonna have to put a sound beacon so you can follow the sound.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be wild. There's 30 seen, people out there playing and there's just a ton of noises.
Have you ever seen Beatball? Have you ever seen Beatball?
That'd be awesome. Beatball?
Beatball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's baseball for blind people.
Yes.
And they throw the ball and the ball beeps the whole time and they play. They play they do it at the porch game every now and then for like a 2-inning game before the game.
That'd be wild. I could picture like just throwing on black goggles or something and trying to do that.
I think we should do it.
They're pretty good.
I bet.
Yeah.
Stanley on video. Let's do this. Do some beep disc golf.
Ooh, beep disc golf.
Put a
beeper on the basket.
Beeper on all the trees in the way. You just hear a bunch of tree hits. I fucking didn't know that was there. I think it works a little better in baseball where there's nothing in the way.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Good point.
Just throw into the water.
Oh, that'd be just funny.
Oh, there's no, like, do you have beeping water?
Oh, man.
What are we drinking?
You're drinking a mixture of beers.
I came in here and blew a keg.
He blew the keg, and then as he was trying to shut it off, he hit the other one open and it went in his beer.
Yes.
It was kind of, it was almost like a failsafe, so he kept getting beer.
I'm drinking Hop Tomic, though.
Yeah.
And that's what you're mostly drinking.
Mostly.
I got the hazy from Jake at
I don't know what it's called. I don't remember. I should know this.
The Brewer's Dozen.
The lager, it's called something else, but on our thing, he wrote Aaron's Lager or something like that.
That one tastes like Bud Light.
Yep. He says he's...
Okay.
So he's attempting... This is like part of the process. He's attempting to make a really, really light beer, and he wants to call it Blaker Light.
Okay. Like Bud Light.
Then. Yep. Just a really light beer.
I mean, like Pabst Blue Ribbon Light or something.
Yeah, just extremely drinkable.
Natural ice
light. Not my favorite flavor, but I'm sure it goes down smooth.
That'd be great for our tournaments.
Like 3.5, just throwing back a dozen of them.
Oh, man. So, hey, tournament's coming up. Hopefully we can do some soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Skullmaster's going live somewhat soon. That's a camping tournament.
Do you need a boat?
Sort of surprised that it's happening in the fashion that it is to still throw like a camping tournament now.
But it's where it's at, too. I'm like, that's definitely.
It's definitely going through. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's at
any
yeah.
private it's not, property. Not shut,
mm-hmm. Yes. I think, hopefully it'll be fine by then. No, I mean, better.
I don't.
It's not going to be,
it will be
fine, but hopefully it'll, hopefully our hospitals will be less inundated.
That is something not we looking can all
good
for.
Right now.
Yes. That's all I want. I want our hospitals to be less inundated and everything.
That's all I want for
fine.
Christmas, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. You know what I wanted for Christmas? To do a podcast.
Well, happy,
stop recording.
Happy Christmas.
Fucking happy Christmas, guys. A lot of shit's gone down. We did some tournaments. We did the COVID OTB boutique series.
Yeah, Crash was running one a month.
And we named it Boutique because of Aaron.
Because of an argument with Aaron.
The yeah. argument, a late night.
It's a multiple month long argument.
It started at the frying pan.
Yep, in July.
And in July. And it's
still really not over.
Because OTB being boutique, only the boutique.
Yep, that's where I started arguing with them.
It's never ended.
Not really.
But, so we did a boutique series and we did some B tiers. What did we do? Four B tiers? Three B tiers. Four B tiers.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I think I only went to two of them.
We were trying to do a B tier a month because there was nothing to do and people wanted tournaments and we had a place where we could do them.
Yeah.
PDJ said yes. NorCal said yes. Fuck it. Let's do it.
It's a cool spot,
so,
too.
We were out of Tracy. Yeah, Tracy, Old River and Tracy. New course. We were able to get tee pads in.
When did that place go in?
Oh,
what month?
Well, it had to have been like March, like February, March, end of February, beginning of March.
Don't know. It's
yeah.
Fun looking. It's a fun course.
It is. It's a, what do you call it? Like it's compared to ball golf, it would be a Lynx style in a way because you have to really think about your shots. You don't just
there's a lot of throw. Hills and things.
Yeah.
Every basket's hills, on, just every basket's perched.
Just yeah. about, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them are on little tiny
humps.
Rolling hills. Yeah.
They're scary. And there's like a lot of random little OB next to the basket. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm.
It's easy to drop big numbers there if you're
oh, fuck yeah.
sub like 930. I mean, there's it's easy enough for us to do it too.
Yeah, I feel like I either play terrible or decent.
There's some really fun holes. Probably one of my favorite would be 18 in the long where you have to go through the double mando.
It's cool.
Because you got to get out.
I think one's the best hole still.
One's great. It was better off the path. It doesn't change it a ton with the permanent tee pad being like 5 feet left, but it changes it enough where I go backhand now instead of forehand.
Well, we can always play off the path too. That's two tee pads there now.
Certainly for like local rounds, it's fun to play off the path.
Even like seven being put down there, which is kind of cool
because
it's sunken in and you can't really see the water.
No, that is cool.
But you can still play up there for alternate. It's like an alternate tee pad, which is nice.
What do you think about Modesto throwing in the second set of baskets?
Dude, how cool is that? Motown, Mad G's, Michigan Area Disc Golfers, got some Mach 7s and put them in out there. And so are they going to keep two baskets on every hole?
I think so, like Lodi.
Kind of like Lodi did.
I love that with the course.
I think that's fun.
Play
yeah.
it twice in the same day without moving a basket and play a different course.
I think that's fine. You just got it. What long would be one type of basket, short would be the other. So
yeah, or whatever.
If we're ever, yeah, I like that also. Really when you redesign a course, like if you were to redesign a course like Swenson to do a big tournament, you would put, you know, keep the original baskets and then add the other baskets. For that layout,
interesting
for the particular layout
to see what the layout looks like there. We have approval to expand Swenson. I think we talked about it on the last
a little bit
one, and just that, you know, we're getting a little bit more land there on a semi-temporary basis.
Yeah,
we'll see if it ends up going permanent. But basically, disc golf has done so well there.
Yeah.
That's one of the driving factors is that disc golf's done so well there. That we're going to get to use a little bit more of their land.
Yes.
I'm curious, we're talking to Johnny about it a little bit too, what the flow is going to be like and if you're going to try to follow it somewhat or because he says he's going into it completely abandoning the current layout and use the usable space to the best capacity possible.
Wait, that's how Johnny's looking at it?
That's what he said the other day.
Oliva.
Correct.
Yeah, the goal is gonna, the flow needs to be with both, like take our original flow and then add the other ones and incorporate. I don't see that being feasible or logical to completely go a different direction, because you're already flowing what the ball golf does. You're already in disc golf flows a certain way. So when you take that other land, you're gonna incorporate the holes out of the original course that you want to incorporate, and then there's takeoff points and return points.
Mm-hmm. I think that the flow will likely stay somewhat the same, just the way the land is laid out, that you're going to end up wanting to start on hole one, go in the same direction.
Because you can't abandon it and then have it playable in the future. Because you want a layout that you can go play the original, you can go play the championship, and you can also send ball golfers out. Because with the new land, which is on the back nine, you can go against the ball golfers. It's going to be an education and some signage, which is fine.
It'll be tough.
But you're better off to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you can all look out for each other, because you're going to have to integrate. You're going to have to come off of disc golf into a championship 18-hole course. And there's going to be signage. There's going to be, teaching the ball golfers that, hey, this is what's going on. And they'll get used to it. But you can't go against ball golf. And then you can't go against the ball golf.
That issue all hinges on what the playability is going to be outside of events.
The goal would be for it to be playable at any time. Or, I mean, we would love that, or that championship. You can always play the normal course, but the championship side is like after 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
or after noon type, when it slows down. Maybe that's the give and take with that. But the goal is to have it permanent. Oh, you get it in, it's done, and management is down for pretty much anything, because why not?
They're great over there. They're great.
It's going to work, and if we can push it to help other, if we can set a model for other people to do. And this is pretty big when you go from an executive course, a par three ball golf course where we have the course, and then you infiltrate 3 or 4 holes of the back nine of the championship course, and then get that all to tie together. That's going to be really fucking exciting and a great model, and it to be able to do other places and get on championship courses versus being stuck on executive courses.
Yeah, it's great.
More trees.
Yeah. That too.
That's what I'm most
so pretty
about.
Too. More foxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More foxes, more trees.
It's a great piece of land.
Might be a few skunks.
That's cool too.
It is. It's so pretty.
I want
pretty.
A pet skunk, man.
It's like a.
It's really mean because they remove that gland, but people have pet skunks and they remove the stink gland.
Well, then they're not a skunk anymore.
I know. It's kind of mean too. They're super nice and like cuddly.
If you don't scare them.
Yeah. They're spooked easily also.
Abby's been skunked a couple times out at Oak Grove. Yeah.
We got lots of skunks where I live. We got everything. Raccoons, possums, coyotes.
Crocodiles.
Ooh, no.
Ooh, can somebody send us a crocodile?
A stuffed animal crocodile. We'll put it on our wall.
Ooh, that would be good.
Eplin, balls in your court.
Yep, we're pretty sure Eplin has given us some stuffed animals.
Yeah, we need to shout out. We need stuffed animals for the wall.
We had one person send us a box, and we had Glenn bring some.
Yes,
and me and Kyle went to the American Cancer Society and bought all the stuffed animals they had in their thrift shop.
So we have stuffed animals there. Have you guys picked your which stuffed animal is that you identify closest?
I've had some good experiences with the lion and the pancake. So
yeah, I'm a fan of the pancakes,
and I also
They're
like the
biggest
penguin
ones too.
And I also like my penguin I bought. It's a little smaller than I wanted, but
I identify most with Eeyore.
Eeyore's dope.
On my happiest days,
man. I identify with Animal.
Yeah, Animal. Hugging the penguin, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck
That's like me and Crash right there at a tournament drunk.
Dude, I just had a flashback from High Sierra and the penguin. Guy in a penguin suit every year.
That penguin's epic. From a night with me, Manny, and Katie here. I bought it that night.
You bought it?
It was cold in here. We kept talking about how cold it was.
So you got a fucking penguin for it. It's not that cold in here. It's warm with you guys in here.
Now, it was like 3 in the morning.
It gets cold, especially if you don't turn the heater on.
Yep.
Yeah. In a warehouse.
Yeah, yeah. I only got one heater on one side working right
now. I thought he insulated this fucking place. This our box here, our podcast booth.
No clue.
He was. I know. I saw.
We don't have heater vent insulation.
Yeah,
we have a return.
Yeah, we can get a little space heater put in here.
Yeah,
to warm you up. We can cuddle.
I mean, have we ever cuddled before? Cuddle with Sappy in your.
No, yeah, that was the last tournament that we did at Tracy, and we had some cuddling going on. We had a kind of one turned into another Windjammer onesie parade
everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. If we're staying the night, we're gonna have onesies. We're gonna eat mushrooms. We're gonna drink a lot of beer, and probably smoke some weed and stay out late at night.
Hang out with Jed.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, so...
Man, dude, there's so many stories.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that story.
So, from Frying Pan in July, every month we had a tournament, and the tournament previous would help name the next tournament. So we were usually on mushrooms, and we would... At Frying Pan, there was a guy, Judd, and we were on mushrooms, and he scared the fuck out of Aaron.
And Greg, yes.
And
that's how me and Greg like bonded.
That's exactly right. Greg comes up from LA and says, I want to work for you guys at OTB. I'm going to come help at the tournament. Well, yeah.
All right, cool.
Fuck. Okay. Fucking coolest guy.
He works with us now. Person. I have a podcast with him now.
Yeah, there's a podcast that was talking around things.
Yep.
Talking around things. And we met Greg, and then it turned in with Dave Stare with Happy Birthday, Dave. That's where the boutique started.
That's where I went live, and we had the HBD was doing the light show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tripping.
It was great.
It was so much fun. But then we found the name for the next tournament at that, and that was about Judd, and we called it the Harpoon Classic.
Yeah,
the next
one. He brought out some weapons. They weren't really weapons, but. And he was like, do you guys got permission to be here on this property? We're like, yeah, we do.
We were tripping out on the front nine of the ball golf course.
We were in
course.
The driving range.
Oh, is that what
we were talking
fuck,
about?
I don't know.
Golf ball soup, golf barbecue, golf ball, golf ball gumbo.
Is that what we were? Did we walk out to the fucking? We walked
yeah,
out
we
to
walked
the water.
Hella far, some, yeah,
I just remember with Judd being there, and I just kept walking away. I was like, bad trip, bad trip, bad trip.
Yeah,
and I just anytime he'd show up, I'd walk completely. Towards no man's land, to buildings, not to my trailer, I would walk the complete opposite way to anything just because I knew nobody else would follow me and Judd wouldn't follow me.
Yeah.
I was trippy. So that was that. He had a harpoon and things. He had a gaff. He had a fishing gaff.
Yeah. He had three weapons in two hands.
Scared the living bejesus out of Aaron and Greg, and so we named aptly named.
So in order to get him away, I played some Future. I told him that he was a modern poet, and he got really offended.
Yeah, Judd.
That was first time kicking it with Greg, right?
Yep. That's when he came and volunteered and said, "I'm working for you."
Yeah, now we're working with him every day.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it was. That was interesting. So we ended up with the harpoon, and then at the harpoon,
I wasn't there for that.
What was the next tournament's name?
Bingo? No.
No.
Bailiff.
Bailiff's
wallet, yeah.
So there was a fucking drifter, whatever you want to fucking call him, a guy on a skateboard that just happened to skate 2 miles off of I-280 down a country road that's not skatable and walk,
quarter of a mile in.
Yeah. What would that be in yardage? It would be 900, 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
And then walk 1,000 yards into a ball golf course and sit down at the bar. And he was like, I don't know, like a rapper or music. I don't know.
I have no
music producer, all kinds of things. And then he just kept getting creepier and weirder until James Proctor went to go tee off. And from the check-in table, he walks past the bar, grabs a water, I'm sure. And the guy turns around and just fucking fuck you. You don't know. I know you're I got family. Fuck you. All this shit. Proctor's a tall dude.
Yeah, he's
this guy's not tall. And he like picked on the biggest dude there. And I was like, what the fuck? I might have been there for that. I can't remember. I remember hearing about it more because I think it happened like in a.
There's a lot of
things happen.
Tournament Central. There's things going on.
So the Griffin like threw it, and then the owner got in and was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" And it was just. So then we ended up with the Bales Classic because Greg and Happy Birthday Dave came up with. Oh God damn!
A story.
A Beastie Boys song. Yeah, it was a Beastie Boys song. Anyways, what I can't see it yet. My brain. I've been drinking now and smoking weed.
They said take the bailiff's wall and head straight to OTB.
Yes, thank you.
Off track betting,
but still, it worked, and it was great. And then we ended up with bingo because the last tournament was bingo because they bingo play bingo every Saturday night, and it's really interesting.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you're going to go out, if you listen to this and go, oh, my God, I got to go to this Tracy course, you should. You should go on a Saturday. You should play and stay for bingo. Obviously, it's COVID safe because they do it outdoors when they're allowed and stuff. But it's outdours during
now,
COVID.
Maybe.
Yeah, during COVID, but normally it's indoors. But
it was indoors for a while.
It was. They moved it outdoors. They did.
Yeah, I think they got fined. I remember her telling me that.
The inspector came and said they had some people indoors.
Yeah, times are weird, man.
Yeah. So four tournaments. Four tournaments in 5 months.
I'm really sad there's no Jewel Night.
I know.
Same.
That's our
Christmas Eve triples, random draw triples. Yeah. My first ever Christmas Eve triples, I got paired up with Danny's dad, and I didn't know anybody.
Oh, fuck. You knew everybody after man. That.
And Q.
Oh, Control. Talk Q?
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Cool. Yeah. He's cool.
He's cool great.
Cool Q.
Yep. Q is great.
Yeah, that was my introduction to Lynn Jammers.
Oh, God.
And then
that's a great introduction.
And then I won two baskets and weed in the raffle.
And then went to Boot Fling.
Yeah, shortly after. And then I went everywhere.
And it was it.
I think we went to Monterey before that, or that after Boot Fling. No, that's after Boot Fling.
The NTI?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was after.
Yeah, me and Kyle NTI. Actually drove up to Boot Fling together. I think Marty, too. I think it was me, Kyle, and Marty.
Marty fucking Evans.
You listen to this sometimes, so hi.
Marty fucking Evans. You want me to play the song? I played it for him once.
Don't play the song. It's just not a good
Dallas,
song.
It's not
Dallas,
a good song.
Dallas Albright.
Shout out to Dallas Albright. See him.
Yeah.
He will.
I don't even, he'll make up new words for it.
Yeah, he for sure will. All of his raps have the same tempo.
We're at Hendy Woods and camping, and Dallas always comes over and visits, and we'll rap about current events that we're talking about.
I miss Dallas and Jess.
I do too. And little Jess, rest in peace.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yep. Some Boot Fling family. Boot Fling. Hopefully we get a Boot Fling in this year.
Yeah, I'm excited for the whole tournament slate between watching. They have so much stuff on Disc Golf Network this year.
I'm excited.
Oh, shit. That's the deals, everything. It's... I come around quickly.
It is. Everybody's and they're getting more and more content. And I think they just need to keep putting out more and more different types of content.
If I was Disc Golf Network, I would look into purchasing podcasts and have different exclusive content like that.
Yeah, agreed.
We're taking offers.
Yeah. They better be big.
Big fucking offers.
Shit.
We better get like a keg an episode.
We want that Rogan deal.
Yes. Hey, what beer? So in the podcast studio.
Let's just go start off the big boy.
So we start
off with Black Tuesday and just get fucking hammered.
Black Tuesday. Well, we have So Happens it's Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So we have Black Tuesday and So Happens it's Tuesday.
So Black Tuesday, I'm pretty sure, is like 18%.
Let's take a closer look.
Because we had two of them at least the other day.
Yeah.
Did you?
From
what?
What's his face? Lee Beecher.
He had Black Tuesday? Fucking
yeah,
he had a bunch of stuff.
I love that guy.
That guy's great.
I wish
we get him on the podcast?
Yes.
Next time he's up.
That's going to be our beer broad.
He would phone in too, I bet.
Yeah, it'd be more fun with him here.
It's always more fun with people here.
Yeah, but phone in the COVID times.
Yeah, we'd have to go buy some really nice beer for him though, so we can drink alongside him.
We can just ship him.
He's the president of the craft beer disc golf club.
Yes.
Yeah. The founder.
The founder.
This has no percentage that I'm finding on it.
I would guess 14 to 19, somewhere in that range. I've got good money on that.
Well, then I have so
20.3.
Oh, that's all.
Yep. It's too low.
Imperial style aged in bourbon barrels. It says, I love it. It says contains alcohol on it.
Yeah, it does. This is 14.7.
I cannot help but raise a dissenting voice to statements that we are living in a fool's paradise.
We also have
prosperity in this country. Must
in a heavy. Fool's paradise.
And not really down with the peachy one right now. Not feeling too peachy.
Just finished a hazy. I've had enough fruity beer.
So you guys have you guys seen a... our boy from Morgan Territory.
Austin, yeah.
Austin, he's still coming. Are we still number one?
I'm sure. We order more beer now.
Especially right now.
Okay.
So yeah. We order more beer. Instead of bringing one or two kegs every week, or not every week, it's a little less than that now. It's like four or five.
We have a lot of mouths to feed.
And we have more taps.
Are we getting to the point where we're going to 2 15-gallons?
No, we don't have enough room for that. We really don't even have enough room for one 15-gallon and then four other.
We need
in there.
To do that in the single keg.
Yeah, just have one in there. Yeah, I agree because that's less lines.
Have six
to
things on
fuck
tap
because
we got five in the big one.
Yeah,
it's just nice to have 2 15-gallons because you go through it. 5 gallons are way more expensive than 15-gallon.
Yeah, right now if you put on a 15 of like no regrets, it would go first.
Oh, for sure.
But we also have like the lagers, whatever called a half barrel, mm-hmm. not a half barrel,
7.5 gallon.
Yeah, it's a half of a quarter barrel.
Fucking Applejack barrels.
Dude, someone...
Holy shit, extraordinary times from Beast Monster from Extraordinary Times?
Modern Times. Crack it. It's Modern Times.
It says Extraordinary Times.
Look on the side.
Oh, sorry.
Crack that one.
I got you, Modern Times. You want that one?
Someone...
This beer is vegan. You vegan.
The guy that sent us the... I can't remember his name.
Did Lee drop this off?
No, the guy that sent us the stuffed animals put 3 beers in.
Eplin?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. That wasn't Eplin. I don't know who that was. I can't remember. Sammy would know because he emailed us.
Okay.
He emailed us and he sent us 3 beers. So a box of stuffed animals and 3 beers.
Do a quick search on that. Oh, yeah. He sent us some Modern Times.
Yep. He sent us 3 bottles. Modern Times.
It's one of my
favorite. We drank
beers.
One already.
One of my favorite breweries.
Modern Times is great. The Lost Abbey.
The Lost Abbey, yeah.
Lost Abbey. Yeah. And that is the Veritas Peach.
Was it Jed?
Ale aged in oak barrels.
Oh, yeah. It was Jed.
Jed Titano.
Yep. That's who
not
it was.
To be confused with Judd.
No.
So,
Judd can totally redeem himself if he sends us stuffed animals and beer, though.
That would be great, Judd. Please do that.
I hope you're listening.
Because
Jed's from Oceanside, too.
Yeah, perfect.
The city I was born.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jed.
Oh, so I bought my sister a present the other day, and I happened to be, she doesn't listen to this, I can say it. It's a crystal, like a crystal thing, and it happened to be from a girl I found on Instagram, and she happens to be from Stockton. And so she doesn't live here now, but she gave me another little thing. And I was like, oh, sick. It's always cool when that happens.
Give her another little thing.
I've
good talk.
So Modern Times, Extraordinary Times is the beer. Beast Monster is, I don't know what that means. Blended Imperial Stout.
We're about to find
Applejack
out what that means.
Is Extraordinary Times the series?
Oh, shit, that's dark.
Oh, boy. Is it a stout?
Nah. Nope, it's a pale.
Yeah. Remember our what were they what was the beer from Anderson Valley?
Float Meal Stout?
Nettied Madge.
The Nettied Madge. It was a
Black
IPA.
Black IPA.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, mm-hmm. Dude. And that's a shout out to Anderson Valley. Dude, they came out with another beer, which yeah, God, we miss you
miss
so much.
You.
Ronnie.
Last time
Ronnie, we gotta come back.
We saw Ronnie. She came down in like April.
Yeah, yeah,
at the old shop.
With no fucking warning. That morning.
No, it was a few hours.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
I went straight out without smelling it. Hey,
how many
you,
percent is this?
Hey, what do you listeners out there think about another podcast smooth. About 13, collector's 3. Discs? Where you fucking go through and value, you like look through collections and see.
It smells like liquor.
And find hidden treasures in people's stuff.
I think people would be interested enough.
I think it would be good.
I think video would help a lot there.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. I think it'd be more of like a web series than
like a Pawn Stars of disc golf.
Yeah, it'd be like a YouTube show.
Yeah.
Whatever it's worth, I think that's what we're getting into.
Yeah, we are, for sure.
This is going to phase out. We're doing YouTube shows.
Well, I mean, it'll just be both.
But
it'll be both.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Because sometimes you don't want.
You just want the video along with it.
Yeah, I agree.
And let people listen or watch in whatever format. Yeah,
the Rogan
suits
way.
Them at the time. Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
Rogan's laid a nice groundwork.
Yes. I wish he's still on YouTube right now, I guess. But that's where I watched him the most. I don't listen to Rogan as much as
all
I
of his videos are on Spotify, though.
I know they are, but it's just a little tough. I can't cast Spotify.
To me, the biggest issue is Spotify's web browser sucks.
I've never used it.
It's not a web browser. You download this other thing, and it's like becomes like an app, basically.
Sure.
But it's just, with a nice computer, it's way nicer. But if your computer's like just average, it's just so big and clunky, and it just doesn't work well.
And I'm glad it's Spotify, because I use Spotify.
Yeah, I love Spotify, but it pays people the least amount, though.
But I used to watch and listen to a fuck ton of Rogan,
Tidal.
And now I don't.
Tidal.
Yeah.
But it's just getting on what people are used to. Like, I'm on Apple, so
yeah,
I try and get everything on Apple. I rarely use Spotify.
You can't listen to Rogan now, because Rogan's 100% on Spotify only.
Okay,
starting beginning of the year.
Oh, right? That's because that big deal, huh?
Yeah. Giant ass deal.
Yeah,
and I love it again. It's a content provider that's looking for different artists creators.
To me, the weirdest part about that is Rogan was like against Spotify before this deal.
Yeah,
like his podcast wasn't even on Spotify before.
He'd be
the deal.
A good politician.
And then now he's like, "Yep, Spotify."
Yeah.
Well, fucking dude, show me the money.
The 100 mil or whatever they
supposedly
got.
Show me the money. Sign me to a big contract by a manufacturer, and I will speak so highly of them.
DGA.
I speak highly of DGA. I love my DGA
great
family
baskets too. Mm-hmm. Like I love
fucking great baskets.
Like the Hurricane's great too.
Yeah, it is.
The Steadies, the Steady BL's sick.
Pipeline.
The Pipeline. Those Matt Bells are pretty nice. I'm flipping them over because I need to throw them on a hyzer.
They did great getting Brickley on board.
Yeah, I love Brickley. Mm-hmm.
How about Trevor? Trevor coming in strong, coming in hot.
Yep, Harbolt.
Trevor, you're my boy now. You're my boy.
Trevor and Matt Bell. We'll be signing Matt Bell too. We can tease
that. Is that in?
I think it's 99%. He's down. We're down.
Matt's the dude. I love that guy.
I love Matt Bell too. Hey, Matt, Trevor, we're doing a fucking podcast.
Maybe
come on, boys. Matt's been
maybe on. We got to get him a skateboard for signing bonus.
I'm going to give him a hug when
one
COVID's
of our,
over.
I think one of the things that we can help him with the most is more of a social media presence, whether it's
that's
helping
great.
On the technical side or just constantly like pushing him.
You said Conrad?
Well, just get content.
Conrad
help him with content. Yeah.
Conrad said he came back on social media for the first time in like 2 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said whatever he's leaving or something of the sort, and that he's going to be much more active on social media.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, you can't be less active. Yeah.
I think he might have in his deal. It might be mandatory.
I think he recognizes it. I mean, he's close with Paige and Perks.
Yeah.
You recognize how much the off the course stuff matters.
It does.
It does.
Especially if you see one of your friends making a ton of money.
Yeah.
Well, dude, if you get followers, if you're not doing anything, you don't get followers. If you don't have followers, that's enticing to brands.
Plus, he's
followers.
Interesting.
He's really interesting. He should just post videos of him walking all the time.
Close.
Dude, I remember me and Danny stoned as hell at SFO, like in the parking lot, and we see Conrad like walking down the hill.
I was dead sober.
Okay, he might have been dead sober. I wasn't. I just remember him walking down the like hill, and me and Danny are like, dude, like he walks, like he just floats. Like his feet just aren't touching the ground right now.
It
was after a bad round, Jesus. Too.
Yeah.
He's just floating along.
He's just floating around. He didn't look sad, didn't look happy, just look like him walking. Yeah, I think he should post videos of him walking all the time. That'd be hilarious.
I mean, I'd watch.
Same. I would watch. Also, too. Him like just flipping his hair around.
Yep. Slow motion.
Yeah. A little windy.
We hair help. Blown in the breeze.
He should just come by the shop and we'll go out to the park and he can swing his hair around and walk.
What is he going to throw with, I wonder? Like, because he uses those JK Aviar so well. I can't wait to see what other putter manipulates.
Where's he going?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I know, but it's not my place to say.
Yep. All right.
I'm guessing MVP because I don't know.
I have no idea.
I want MVP to sign someone cool, so I'm just guessing MVP for everybody.
That's okay.
MVP does need a marquee player. I was talking about them on the Chain Clankers episode. They're like the one company that doesn't really seem to do tour series discs.
To me, what they basically are trying to be is like the NFL, where the NFL is the brand.
Sure.
And their players aren't.
Huh.
They were doing a lot with like artists though.
Yeah,
too.
That's true. They were doing that.
They had Zam and I think Marmoset. And
if you look like Discraft has gone the way of the NBA, uh-huh, where the players are the brand.
Yeah.
Okay. Where I feel like MVP is
not
like
based on their commercial though.
Who? Discraft. But they also had all their players in their commercial.
Yes.
Like all of them were like they were represented. Granted, they were very small, but I just feel like that's like kind of the way they market Paul and Page and even their other players. It's very much matters.
Especially when you have Paul and Page, they are their own brand.
Oh, agreed.
For sure. So you have to.
But they also went out and signed them. Like, wow. They did that.
They got serious about disc golf.
Where MVP has, they're very serious about disc golf. It's the only thing they do.
Yeah.
And they still like, they're so much about like the disc and like the technology that they haven't gone out and tried to sign a big name. I mean, they might have tried. Who
Which
knows?
Is like sort of huge ups to them for getting as far as they have without relying on player talent.
Yeah. Yes. They've built a good core. Yeah.
Well, and even then, like player talent hasn't moved discs until the last, like, what, 5 or 6 years,
well,
maybe?
Paul set the stage.
I mean, Paul definitely moved the Destroyer. I mean, Avery moved the Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people have moved discs before.
It's true.
Climo,
there's
sure,
definitely a shift right now.
But think about the discs that Climo used and which ones are popular.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones Climo used.
Are they popular because he used them, or did he use them because they were great discs?
It's probably a little bit of both,
mm-hmm,
but I think it's more that it's because of Climo.
Well, dude, his name was freaking at the top for 2 decades. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
To me, it's like, look what shoes people buy. They don't buy just random nice looking shoes. They buy shoes with people's names attached to them.
So here's a hypothetical, like have Climo after his 10th championship or something move to like a Lightning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Lightning would be way bigger. I'm not sure they would be as big as Innova, but they'd be much bigger than they were. I don't know how big they were. It was before my time, but
such an interesting era. Like there's definitely an argument for Climo being the Jordan in the sense of like thriving and being at the top of the heap in a time with no social media.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. We agree that Climo is more like a Bill Russell.
Yeah.
And that, you know, Paul right now is kind of in between that Jordan and LeBron.
I'd feel that Climo's name on discs at that time were selling points for the disc.
Yeah, I think it inevitably helped.
It was kind of
the start.
It was the start of it.
It's, you know, it was signature the pinnacle disc of what, you know, what that lineup was. And it was certainly the marquee name by far.
Yeah.
You know, even with some Stokely and some Barry Schultz and them. But like you got the
Yeti,
11-time, 12-time champ.
He's got a great putter.
Yeti sold disc with his name.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The JK discs have always sold pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah, and JK Valks. I mean, there's a lot of it. But I think that shift has skewed so much
more
in the past 2-3 years.
I think that's a lot to do with social media.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You can make yourself a brand way easier now than you could before.
Yes.
Well, there's more people in the sport. There's more awareness of what's going on because of either social media, the internet.
Yeah.
You know, obviously those two are ultimately tied, but with what, you know, Paul did in 2018, moving to Discraft.
Paul killed it, man.
Yeah. Like, that was such a good shakeup. And
at a time when I think disc golf sort of needed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like it was growing for sure. But like, even like as an outsider, like I came into the sport and I love the sport and everything, but like just getting into it, you can kind of see like some things were a little stale. Like it was just Innova. Like the only thing anyone talked about was Innova and like a little bit of dynamic at the time.
Yeah.
And then our area, some legacy.
Mm-hmm.
But like
definitely
that changed. Like, so I think I played for like three years before that happened. I was playing for 3, maybe 4 years before Paul changed. And like before and after that change is like just drastic.
Yeah, such a different look. If you've got somebody that's 1 year in, they have such a different view of companies versus 3 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
10 years ago.
You can see it in social media presences.
Describes the big boy name now.
Like, well, and that's, Jeremy, I talked about the other day. I was like, you know, it just seems like, you know, Discraft, when I got into it, Discraft kind of slowly just kind of didn't get out of disc golf, but it went to the back burner.
Yeah, and
they had their mainstays that they were always going to produce, but they weren't going hard at getting new molds or even signing people. It was just kind of, they were there and of it went huge, and they were just throwing everything in the fucking wall and making it and seeing if it would sell. And they had everybody on their team, but then it seems Innova got comfortable, and now everybody's ditching because they're not really trying. Because they're successful, in my opinion, like, you're successful and you have all this and you're the top of the game, but that shift is because they're not really trying to move past that.
It'll be an interesting one to see play out with Innova if they're, you know, if the rumblings are true and, you know, a lot of their top players. I think Ricky Stain for sure. He's under contract.
Yeah.
But you know, and then I think they re-signed Henna and Evelina.
Yep.
So they kept their top FPO players.
That's big because they're Europeans too.
Yeah, and
that's great. The two
best European women in the world.
It's fucking awesome.
And then you've got guys like Barsby who are staying, and I think Philo's staying. But they're, you know, allegedly going to lose some of their other top players. Yeah. I'm curious how much it might actually hurt in, you know, 6 months or a year, especially right now with how crazy demand is and how low supply seems to be. And they've got all these other companies that they manufacture for. Are they really going to see it hit their bottom line?
Yeah.
You know, like, probably not.
I don't think so.
We stopped spending on some of our paid advertising through Instagram and Facebook, which I think was great when we were doing it. But it came to a time where we were selling out of everything that we were putting up just about. And so why would we pay more to sell the same shit? And I think that's what they're thinking
now. Yeah.
So my opinion on Innova is they are making more money now than before, Paul.
Yeah.
But they lost a piece of market share.
Yeah. Oh, I think
like
a huge
They went from like 50, like probably 50% of the market to like, I don't know, 40% of the market to somewhere much more closer to even.
30?
Well, yeah, like
30%.
30-ish. Share? Yeah. It's probably like Discraft and them are like 50 to 60% of the market, and they're pretty close to even.
Yeah.
I would say Discraft has the advantage.
I'm going to push to Discraft for the advantage. I don't know if revenue would put you there because Innova has all the Walmarts, you know, that kind of stuff as far as sales and stuff.
They have a lot of sporting goods.
Exactly. Where Discraft doesn't.
And they still have all the old dudes that just always throw Innova.
But here's the thing. What disc golfers do you know go to Walmart to buy discs? That's an introductory.
It is, but it's a big introductory.
It's a huge introductory.
I think Dick's is bigger than Walmart, in my opinion.
For that,
because I think there's a lot of people that go, like, oh, I'm going to go to a sporting goods store and try to find something.
Find something to do.
And also, if you are already a sports fan, you just go to Dick's.
I hate Dick's.
I don't.
I think it's a horrible, because we've had Copeland's before. I mean, that's local.
Copeland's was great.
We had Copeland's. We, you know, you got Big Five, which is kind of like the cheap version of a Copeland's. They have this too. But what was before that? What was it?
Dude, I don't know if you remember this, but Jumbo Sports.
Jumbo? No, I don't.
It was, I don't know if it was a chain or a local thing, but it was huge. It was across the street from the movie theaters on West Lane.
Really?
Yeah, and they got in trouble for selling fake A2000 gloves.
Whoa.
Yeah, but they were huge. It was like a giant, like, big-ass store.
Yeah. Like, I remember Copeland's, but I thought there was another sporting goods store, but literally had everything, because Dick's doesn't have everything. It's more fashion.
I feel like there
sports.
Was
There's such a
For
lack
me, it was
of,
Big Five, but that's smaller.
Yeah, but Big Five is like your
sports
cheaper
authority,
brands,
sports
but they
chalet.
Have everything. Sports Chalet, man.
Sports Authority, Sports Chalet, and one other place were like all the same company.
REI had discs for a while, and they probably still do.
They do. We don't have an REI anymore. What were the big sports
stores? Man.
I swear there was something bigger than Copeland's.
East Bay Magazine. You could buy Jordans for $59 back then, and they'd be now worth like $1,000.
Man, I used to go to Jay's World of Shoes, fool.
Oh, I miss Jay's World of Shoes.
That's where I get my Vans, man.
Oh, so this is Vans that just got me. Derek Lawson posted the other day some pictures of shoes he's going to be wearing, and I had been looking at them for a while, and they're Vans like hiking shoes.
Interesting.
They look great. They look hella comfortable. And he says they're the most comfortable shoe he's ever worn, and he'll never wear another shoe.
Test really?
Yeah.
Hey, I just saw some Vans slippers that they got out, and they look fucking great.
Dude, Vans is coming out with some fire stuff right now.
I'm looking forward to kicking it with Derek.
Me too. That guy seems Derek and so Joey. Great.
Yeah, our Minnesota team now.
So when are they going to be on the? We got to get some of the team members on the.
That'd be rad.
I'd love to have both of them on.
We can call them.
Need to we could actually do both. Some mics.
We could do both.
Yeah.
We could do both.
Cheap but quality USB mics.
Yeah.
Is it because like using AirPods or something like that doesn't
It doesn't work good? Super great.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, I think AirPods work well enough. But it's nice to have good quality audio. Make sure you catch all those burps.
So those are the
Okay. Those are high tops.
They are high tops, but they look super comfortable and they look at those, Crash.
I was gonna look at those are great. What are they for? Fucking disc golf?
Yeah, he's gonna use them. He says they're the only.
How do they work on the tee pads and shit?
They're like hiking shoes.
I want the rainbow barrels.
Look at the bottoms of them, Crash.
All right, show me the pattern.
I would use them. They look like
gummy. I love the fact that they're gummy because that's
they got the gum soles.
That's fucking great. I don't know. I'd love to try them out.
He says that he lives in Minnesota where it's cold and snowy and wet. So, and he loves them. So
we need to just fucking call Vans and have them send us a pair so we can tie them out and. Test them.
Yeah.
Three pairs. I'm 13. What are you?
11 and a half.
Danny?
11 and a half works.
Fucking A. Look at you. You didn't want to be the smallest foot, so you didn't want to say 11.
No, it's either 11 and a half or 12. But I think I'd like to be 12. I'm probably more 11 and a half.
Yeah. I'd like to be 12.
All right. Hey, so hook us up with some
I'd like to be
Vans.
6 feet tall. I'm probably 5'11".
We used to be six feet tall. I don't think I am anymore.
Gravity doing a fucking number on our boy AA.
Yeah, dude. I'm very fucking...
Are you getting fat?
I am getting. I'm probably the fattest I've ever been. I'm over 200 pounds now for the first time ever.
What are you now?
Probably close to 210. I haven't weighed myself in a bit.
We're going to weigh the same soon. I've been 215 for like 5 years. Even when I'm bloated and fat, like in that commercial, that first commercial, I was 215. I'm still 215.
There's no way you were 215.
I was
in
too
that
fucking. I have not been. I weigh myself every morning.
Then you had no muscle.
Exactly. That's before I swam or did anything. I was just drinking and fat and bloated.
That's doing me
drugs.
Right now.
I'm probably /85 right now, but I've been 220, 225.
This beer's good.
Oh, you've been 225. My God. Yeah.
Dude, I really don't look that
That's
much
how much
bigger.
You weighed in those pictures?
Yeah, I was a big boy.
Holy shit.
That's a muscle, though.
Had some muscle though.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to our boy that looks exactly like Crash.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Mark Miller. He does our tie-dyes.
The flying Amazita.
Twisted Amanita.
Twisted Amanita.
All right, Mark Miller, we need to talk. I want some fucking tie-dyes. We need to do some shit.
Dude, the best tie-dye in the game. Go check him out.
Fucking tie-dye, dude.
He does seem to be the best clothing tie-dye as opposed to a disc tie-dye.
Yeah.
The best, tie-dye artists in disc golf game.
Mark Miller,
I haven't seen
much better.
I've seen there's some stuff that he's shared because he's deep in the game in the tie-dye community. That's insane.
Yeah.
There was a collaboration piece that he posted between two different artists that weren't him. And it was insane.
Dude, that one I have one of his that looks like
it's geodes.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like rocks.
Oh fuck yeah!
It's tie dye, and it has like all different right. like.
You
dude,
gotta
it's
show
so
me.
Sick.
You gotta show me some of his shit because I want to do some shit for Windjammers. I want
type in twisted Amanita.
But
Mark Miller, I do festivals like fucking. Let's do a booth at a festival.
The
fuck,
one
let's sell
the guy
some shit.
that Steve Altamari Highwater has is solid too.
Oh, well, fuck, man.
There's some good dyes that he's.
We need to get that motherfucker back on this podcast too. We gotta get some guests. All right, I'm gonna start booking guests, eh?
Yeah, especially if it's Zoom. Like it's tough right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Zoom's easy. We've done it before. It's gonna be easier in this space.
Yeah.
Put him right there with
yeah,
the
pretty much.
You're Crash.
We're Glenn. Ah, oh, dude, that's beautiful.
Yeah, he's got the dye skits where it's like a tie dye in
the
middle.
Mushroom.
There's a basket in the middle.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
Look at the basket.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, folks, go out and buy some Mark Miller shit for Christmas.
Twisted Amanita.
You'll get there afterwards.
Dyes and beads.
That's what?
Amanita.
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 That's awesome. Yeah, I'm down for some fucking tie-dye shit.
He does some hoodies. Dude, he would do onesies for us, too.
Oh,
I asked him about
Boot
last
fling.
Time. Yep.
Everybody gets a onesie in their player's pack tie-dye.
It's going to be like $70, I think, like wholesale cost almost.
It's probably going to cost $250 to get in the fucking boot flute. Guess what, though? You won't believe the band we've got booked.
You already got somebody lined up?
Always. Our booking agent, you hired our booking agent.
We can also get some. Dude, we should have, what's his face play? He's a disc golfer. One of my friends from the bar. Alex Reyes. Ooh, that too, have a rap show. He broke his hip.
Ooh.
Fell off a ladder.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Living that hard life.
Yeah, man. The electrician life.
I was going to say, I hope he had to be on the ladder.
Yeah. So his thing was he opened up a thing downtown to have shows. Like
here?
Yeah, in February.
What? What venue?
I don't know what it was called. It happened in February. They didn't even get their first show lined up before it got comfortable.
I know the name.
Steve Spiffler?
Yes.
That's who makes our music.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's my friend. He's my friend that has his studios above Cast Iron.
God, okay. It's all come together. It's been 8 months.
Yeah, so he has
about this shit.
He has a, I don't know if it's still there, but he rented out a space to have live music for him and his friends. And
did he get out of it?
I don't know. Still renting? I have no clue.
Whatever happened with Channel? Like, I know they're gone. What happened with that space?
Oh, fuck.
I think it's done with what they're doing. I don't know if it's
open. We can take it over?
No, it's, what's it called? Huddle, you know?
They're still going.
They have a podcast room and a
bar.
They're
still doing that.
I have no clue.
I don't think anybody's done shit because everything's just shut down.
It's because of cohabitat space. Like, they're not going to.
You can't do that. Like, they've been shut down. I'm going to bet that space is going to become available.
Probably. I kind of want them to succeed.
Well, yeah, but
they own the building. I'm pretty sure.
People aren't going to do that outside of COVID for a long time.
Probably not.
You can do it well enough.
But a bar, you can do great things because people are going to want to go to a bar and it's set up.
The bar thing's tough, but like the renting out podcast space, that's easy.
Yeah, for sure.
That is easy.
Because I'd rather
do that very safely.
I'd rather rent that space out than this space out to anybody. Yeah. You got a lot of discs back there.
There are a lot of. I noticed that this morning when I walked in.
There's not enough fucking discs in this building.
Are you kidding me?
There's empty space everywhere.
It doesn't matter, but every day it fills up more and more.
Nah.
Why is Mark building more racks?
So we have more space.
Stuff online is what it is. That's why he's building more racks, because we've transitioned that front room to being a storage for stuff that's not online, and we're finally transitioning it online.
And I also feel like those racks hold more than without
them. Oh my God, it's so fucking awesome.
Potentially.
Yeah. The design, everything that's come out
there's
of the past.
Row, so
there's
helps.
One more row. You can still store stuff on top and bottom of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably do.
October, November, 2 months, three months?
This is going to be the end of the third. I think started moving like middle of October probably.
But still, October 1. Right,
October 1, we got the keys, right?
Yeah, I think so. For sure.
I think we actually technically
got you were
like
in here on October
1.
No, we weren't.
Maybe it was August.
No, it was October 1. You were in.
Maybe it was September.
We were out of the old place by October 1.
I think this
because that's when
the fourth month I've paid rent. So
October, right, November, sense. December.
Yeah, I think it might have been September.
Yeah, September. Because
you signed on to this before our lease was done over there.
We did. Yeah.
Yes, for sure. Okay, that was. But
we definitely
still,
had stuff here.
The
I remember
transition,
empty.
Even though
same,
it was odd empty.
It looked big empty. Then we filled it out.
We did. But we still, like, someone amazing. Said, like, you guys are going to run out of room. And I'm like, we haven't even got creative yet.
Nope, not at all.
Like, we have a lot of space still.
Oh, no, definitely. You can go up.
We have a bunch of nooks and crannies that we can shove discs in and other things.
And there's so much, like, going on in here, in the booth. And there's, I mean, I got to decorate.
Yeah, we can crash out still.
Shit, yep. You can definitely kick me out. I'll park my trailer out back. It's fine.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. You should do that for Sappy or like, somebody.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be multiple coworkers here moving in together.
Two different houses, I think, is what's going to end up happening.
Well, I've got a guy, my buddy Mark. You met Mark.
Talking
about
he's
got a space.
When is that open?
Also,
I'll find out.
Also, apparently,
Sam wants
it's probably in now. It's probably ready now.
Also, apparently, what's his below Stanley? Because Stanley lives upstairs, the downstairs is going to come open soon.
Nice.
Oh, I thought it was the basement.
No, because Stanley is upstairs.
I think it's the basement.
I've been to Stanley's house. He lives in the second story.
Okay.
Might be.
Is there a basement, though?
All right. Bye, Danny. Let's just close this up then.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're going to leave you stuff to be desired. So I'm back, bitches, and we're going to do some more of this fucking shit.
Once a week, minimum. And if Crash doesn't...
you'll still do it. You can do it in my app. So you can call me on the phone and I'll cuss you out and shit.
So mentally prepare for our rambling nonsense because we're back.
We're back.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.